In the Proverbs, it says, "Reprove a wise man and he will love you." It's difficult to reprove someone that's in the fellowship of believers when they have fallen into sin. But because we do not confess our sins one to another, and because we do not go to a brother or sister who has fallen into sinful activity and in love tell them that they are hurting themselves, the problem will become acceptable to that person. But it's not acceptable to God. Listen to what Jesus said to the pastor of the church at Pergamos. It's found in Revelation chapter 2, verse 12. "And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things says he which has the sharp sword with two edges, I know your works, and where you dwell, even where Satan's seat is, and that you hold fast my name, and you have not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So have you also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knows, saving he that receives it." You see, Jesus loved them enough to reprove them and tell them that these things were abominable to him, that people who held his name Christian were committing fornication and eating things sacrificed to idols, and they were holding to the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, whatever that is, we don't know these days, but it says that he hated that doctrine. He loved them enough to reprove them, and he loved them to give them this command, repent. And those who repent will become overcomers, even those that held to that doctrine of Balaam, even to those who held to the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. If they repent from that and change their mind and turn from their wicked ways, they will become overcomers. And Jesus said, "I will give them to eat of the hidden manna." That is the things you don't know anything about now because you're living in disobedience. "And I will give them a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knows, saving he that receives it. I'll give him a new name. I'll give him a new place. I'll make all things new. I'll give him to eat of manna he did not know existed." Friends, we need to love each other enough that we may in love reprove each other in the Lord, not being judgmental, but in love telling them how much they're hurting themselves, that they cannot see that hidden manna that Christ has for them if they will repent. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you so much that you reprove me. I thank you that you sent me a few friends that told me that I was not doing the right thing. I thank you, O Lord God, that I found repentance and you have given me of that hidden manna, Lord. And now may I be as faithful as you, that I with love can help my brother, can help my sister to see that the things they are doing are hurting them, even unto death, and that if they will repent, they can find some of the hidden manna. In Jesus' name, amen.